Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kamma Daf Peiches. The Gemara at the top of the Omer begins, My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What is the Pshat in the Shittur of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah who says that Ein La'avodim Ba'ishes? The Gemara brings Hidarshan to Pasuk, Ki Yinotzva Noshem Yachtov Ish Ve'achiv. This is the Pasuk in Parashas Kiseitze, where the Torah speaks about the Chiv of Ba'ishes. This is where it says, V'shol Chiyadav V'chziko Ben Mevushav. This is referring to the Chiv of Ba'ishes, and in that pasuk it says, Ish v'achiv, from there Rabbi Yehuda learns, Yotza Eved she'ein loy achva. And as we'll see, there are a few mahalachim and yishenim, what does this mean, that an Eved ein loy achva? So Rashi over here says, Yotza Eved she'ein loy achva im Yisrael she'ein bo b'kahal. The pashas is that Rashi is saying, the reason why an Eved is ein loy achva be Yisrael is because he's also to marry into Klal Yisrael. Being Rabbi Yehuda is dashing from this pasuk that an Eved does not have the Chiv of Ba'ishes, since the word achva does not apply to an eved, since he cannot marry into Klal Yisrael. The Shittur Gretzes brings B'Shem the Goyndal, who says al derech this, he says that ein li achva b'Yisrael she'ein li mutter b'him. Since he's not mutter to marry into Klal Yisrael, he therefore doesn't have an achva b'Yisrael, therefore he's nismite from the parasha of Ba'ishes. Now a number of achayim ask a kash over here, and that is, if this is true, that anyone who cannot marry into Klal Yisrael does not have a shame of achva, so why are we being made only an eved? There are many other people who are psulei kahal, they cannot marry into Klal Yisrael. You don't find that Rabbi Yehuda says that if one is mevayish them, then he's potter. For example, a mamzer, a ptuadaka, an amayni, or a mayavi, all these lachar Rabbi Yehuda should be mevayit them as well from the word achva. This kasha is asked by the Toras Chaim, the Pnei Yeshua brings the kasha in his name, and the Shash as well asks this kasha. The Pnei Yeshua himself says that this kasha, loy koshamidi, it's not difficult b'chlal, and he says that Rashi never meant to say that someone who cannot marry into Klal Yisrael, they're not considered an ochiv. Right? What Rashi meant to say is that because an Eved cannot marry into Klal Yisrael, therefore it's not shaykh for an Eved to have an Ach who is a Yisrael. I mean, really what we're coming to be made from the word Achiv is someone who's not able to have a brother who's a Yisrael. Rashi explains why is it an Eved cannot have a brother who's a Yisrael, Bishma if an Eved would be allowed to marry a Yisraelis. So it could be that this Eved's father, who was also an Eved, he married a Yisraelis. Then it would be possible for this Eved to have an Ach Menaim who's a Yisrael. Then an Eved would be called an Achiv. But since an Eved cannot marry into Klal Yisrael, therefore, there's no way that it's possible that an Eved can have a brother who's a Yisrael. Both Eved and the future generations as well, whether he has a son or a daughter, even if he has a daughter, she's also to a Yisrael. So it's not shy for an Eved or his descendants to have a sibling who's a Yisrael. Now, Shenkein, the other ones that we listed, a Mamzer, or a Ptuadaka, or a Garamani Moyavi, they are Yisrael, and shy for them to have a brother who's a Yisrael, therefore they're not excluded from this drosha of Ishba Achiv. So in other words, when Rashi says that they cannot marry into Klal Yisrael, that itself is not really the reason why they're nismite from Ishba Achiv. Right? That's the reason why they cannot have a brother to Yisrael, and that's why they're nismite from Ishba Achiv. Now the Sefer Yael Shachar from Ebersteinman Shlita, he says a similar mahak to the Pnei Yeshua. This mahak l'chair would seem to fit better with the Lashon of Rashi, because Rashi doesn't mention anything about the fact that he doesn't have a brother to Yisrael. Rashi is mashma, that the reason why an Eved is Ein Lo Achva is because he's not able to marry into Klal Yisrael. As we quoted before, the Shittu Mekbetzes B'Shem the Gain, he says also such a Lashon, Ein La'achva B'Yisrael She'ein La'imutur B'Hem. And Rav Steinberg explains that what Rashi means to say is that when we're talking about an Eved, who Be'etzem really does not come from Yisrael, he really comes from Goyim. Now that he became an Eved, he did get certain dinim as a Yisrael, and the question is, are those dinim enough to make him into an Ochiv? And that Rashi says that since he cannot marry into Klal Yisrael, we still cannot call him Ochiv, he's not called Achva B'Yisrael. Bishlma Mamzer, or Ptuadaka, he Be'etzem is a Yisrael. So he is called Ishba Achiv, and the fact that he cannot marry into Klal Yisrael, that does not make a difference. It doesn't take away the shame of an Ach. And a Ger as well, even though a Ger does not come from Klal Yisrael, but since he can marry into Klal Yisrael, that's enough to give him the shame of an Ach. Hashenkin and Ever, who does not come from Klal Yisrael, and he also cannot marry into Klal Yisrael, he does not have a shame of an Ach. That's what Rashi means to say over here. The only question that seems to still be difficult is a Ger Amini, or a Ger Moyavi, he does not come from Klal Yisrael, and he's also usher to marry into Klal Yisrael. L'chair, the din should be according to Rabbi Yehuda that he's not called an Ach, and for his Mevayachim, he should be Potter. On this, if Steinman answers that since in the Kehus are Mutter to marry into Klal Yisrael, and a Moynis or a Moyavis is Mutter, so it's not that the whole Ummah is distant from Klal Yisrael, therefore a Ger Amoyni or a Ger Moyavi could be called an Ach. And the same as far as a Mitzri, even though Mitzrim are also to marry into Klal Yisrael, but since the third generation is Mutter, so a Ger Mitzri could be called an Ach. Now, this is all the first Pshat, the way Rashi says over here in Eretz Sugya. Now Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Peivov, in the side of the Gemara, the Maseres HaShas brings a Lishna Achrino, that Rashi had a second pshat, and that is that Eved Ein Lei Achva Shemuter Ba'achoysoi U'Be'ishes Achiv, Tiksiv Ama Chamor, Ama Doim L'Chamor. Now the Gemara says Eved Ein Lei Achva doesn't mean that he's Ein Lei Achva B'Yisrael, rather what it means to say is that he doesn't have a sibling,
his biological brother or sister is not considered halachically his brother or sister, therefore he's mutter to marry his sister, and it's mutter for him to marry the wife of his brother, since an eved is not nisiachas after his father. As we dash him from the pasuk compares him to a chamor. This is what the Gemara means, eved in loyachva. Now Toizov v'yandir maschol yotze eved, he says a little bit different, and he says this is really what Rashi means as well. He obviously had the girs of the Lishna Achrina, the way Rashi says in Sanhedrin, and he says that his prat is really what Rashi means also. And what he's bothered by in Rashi's prat is, the same is also true by a ger. When one is miskayer, also he doesn't have any siblings. His biological siblings are not considered halachically related to him, and therefore he's mother to marry his sister, or his brother's wife. And if so, for the same reason why an eved is not called an ach, and according to Behudo, your pater from Revaish and eved, the same should also be true by a ger, and we know that din is not like that. So in that text it says, and we've said Yotze Eved She'in Le'achva doesn't simply mean that he doesn't have any siblings, but it means to say that his offspring also do not have siblings. Future generations as well. His own children are also not considered related to each other. That's what it means, Yotze Eved She'in Le'achva, that both him and subsequent generations do not have achva, Mashenki Neger, even though he's not considered related to his siblings, because Gershon is a guy like a Kajan Shanela dummy, but if he gets married afterwards and he has children, his children will be considered related to each other, therefore Ger is called Yesh Le'achva. Now the Gemara continues, the Gemara asks Akasha, El Meyata Lir Behuda, Zoyme Mei Eved Lo Yaharoigu, Dixiv Asisim Lo Kasha Zomam La Seis Lo Ochiv. According to Behuda, that an Eved is not considered an Ach, so when the Pasuk in the Parashah of Edom Zoyimim says, Asisim Lo Kasha Zomam La Seis Lo Ochiv, we do to the Edom that which they try to inflict upon the Nidoin, that's only an Ochiv, only someone who's considered an Ach, and Eved is an Ein Lo Yach, so Edom Zoyimim of an Eved should be Potter from the Chiv of Misa. And Toys of Yandir Maschal Zoyme Eved, he explains, what the Gemara really means to say is that the Eved himself also, if he kills, we cannot be Mechayev and Misa, because when Edom come to testify against him, it's an Edus Shiyata Yochala Hazima. Then is that an Edus which cannot potentially lead to Hazama is possible for Edus, therefore he can never be made against an Eved that he killed, because the Edom cannot possibly become Edom Zaymimim. And this Gemara answers, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Sheshis, Amar Kro, Biyarta Hara Mikirbecha, Mikol Mokim. Kipshidu, what the Gemara means to say is, the business mitzvah to get rid of all types of evil. And therefore, in this case, when Edom were made that an Eved killed, and they're found to be Edom Zayimim, even though we cannot give them Misa of Kasha Zomam, because the Pasuk has been made them, still Bezim will be able to kill them, midin, this Pasuk, of Ubiyar Taharam Mikirbecha. And the Gemara would mean that once Lamaisa we can punish the Edom Zayimim, even though it's not Mikoyach the Pasuk of Kasha Zomam, it's Mikoyach the Pasuk of Ubiyar Taharam Mikirbecha, narrowly this would be enough to be considered Edus Shata Yochel Azima, and we'll be able to accept the Edus in the first place. When they come to be made against the Eved, we know that eventually, if they become Edom Zayim, we'll be able to punish them because of this pasuk of Biyat Rami Kerbecha, therefore we can't accept their Edus. There's a kasha which was brought on the night of Yehuda and Evan Ezer, Madura Kamo, Simon Ayin Dalid. The Shail apparently asked the kasha from our sugya that this seems to be a steer to the sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Ches. The Gemara is talking about a case of a person who's a treifa who killed, Edom come to be made on him that the treifa killed. So the Gemara says that this is an Edus Shiyat Yochel Azimo. If eventually the Edom will be found to be Edom Zayim, we're not going to be able to punish them. We're not going to be able to kill them because they could say, Gavra Katila Boyle Mikdal. The person that we're being made against was a treifa, he would have died anyhow, if they cannot be punished with the punishment that they tried to give him. And the Gemara says, therefore, it's considered Eidah Shiyata Yochel Azima, since we're not going to be able to inflict the punishment of Kasha Zomam, and therefore we cannot accept the Eidah in the first place. So if a treifa kills and Edom come to be made against him, we cannot accept the Eidah. The Gemara, however, does say that if the treifa killed in front of Bezdin, then they don't have to be Makabal the Edom because they saw themselves that the treifa killed. There they could kill the treifa, they could give him the Einish of Misa. The Gemara says, because of the pasuk of Ubiyata Harami Kirbecha. We spoke about this Gemara earlier on Daf Pei Dalid. We explained why the Gemara has to come on to Ubiyata Harami Kirbecha. Even without that, if Bezin saw the treifa killed, they should be able to give Misa to the treifa. But Akoponim, the kasha that the Neid Yehuda is addressing is, from that Gemara we see that when Edom come to be made against the treifa, since we cannot give them the punishment of Kasha Zomam, because they have a taino, Gavra Katila Boyle Mikdal, therefore we cannot accept Edus Bechlal, and the treifa himself also does not get Misa. The Shaila is, why don't we say the same thing that we say in Er Gemara? We should be able to accept the Edus when they come to be made against the Treifa. And if eventually they're found to be Edom Zayim, we should be able to kill them, not because of the Pasuk of Kasha Zomam, rather because of this Pasuk of Ubiyat Rami Kirbecha. And therefore, once we're able to punish them, therefore we could accept the Edus in the first place, they could be made against the Treifa. It's called Edus Shata Yochel Azima. So what's the difference between Er Gemara and Er Gemara? That Gemara only uses Ubiyat Rami Kirbecha for something else, in the case where a Treifa killed in front of Bezdin. Bezdin killed a Treifa because of this Pasuk of Ubiyat Rami Kirbecha. And Agamar will use it for something else to tell us that when Edom are found to be Edom Zemim, yet they cannot get the punishment of Kasha Zomam, still we can kill them, Mikarech this Pasuk of Bariyat Rami Kirbecha. This is the Kasha of the Neid of Yehuda. As the Teretz which was born in the Sefer Daki David, and the Arsameach as well says a similar Teretz, in Perak Beis Ochas Utech of Shmir Salef and Shalach Ates, and that is that when the Gemara says that he killed the Edom because of this Pasuk of Bariyat Rami Kirbecha, The Gemara does not mean to say that Einichanami, we cannot punish them midin kasher zamam, rather we punish them for a different reason because of this pasuk of Briyatu Rami Kerbecha. Rather, what the Gemara means to say is, since the pasuk in the parasha of kasher zamam says, Asisim le kasher zamam lasseis le ochiv, and we know that in the parasha of Baishas of Yehuda Darshan, Ochiv is coming to be made in Eved, the Gemara held the same thing over here in the parasha of Edom Zayim, also should be made in Eved. That the Gemara says that there's a svar to say that here Yehuda we mask him to the Rabbanon, that an Eved is considered Ochiv, because he's Ochiv a mitzvah. Since the pasuk says, we have to mikol mokaim, we want to get rid of the ra however we can. Therefore, it's mistamer to say that in the parasha of Edom Zayimim, when the Torah uses the lashon of Ochiv, it's not coming to be made in Eved. To say that Edom were made against an Eved will not get the punishment of Kasher Zamam, as the Ochiv includes an Eved, since he's Ochiv a mitzvah. This is what the Gemara means. This is the lashon of the Gemara, Biyat Ra Mikirbecha Mikol Mokoim. The Gemara means to say that the pasuk is Megal to us that we should get rid of the Ra however we can. That will be Megal to us that Ochiv is not coming to make an Eved, rather it includes even an Eved. But Eichanam, in a case where we cannot give the Edom the punishment of Kasher Zamam, like when they're made against the Trefa, they were not going to say that we could give them the punishment anyhow, Mikirbecha this pasuk of Biyat Ra Mikirbecha. Now continue on, the Gemara B'Hemshech asks Akasha, El Meyata L'Rabbanon Yehei Eved Kosher L'Eidus. According to the Sheet of the Rabbanon, that when the Torah uses the Lashon of Ochiv, it can include an Eved, because Ochiv b'mitzvois, if so, when the Torah says, V'hinei Eid Sheker Eid Sheker Ono B'Ochiv, when the Torah is describing an Eid, the Torah uses the word Ochiv, and the Chara we should say that an Eved is also included, he should be Kosher for Eidus, because he can't be called Ochiv. The Gemara then goes on in his Meirich, how do we know that an Eved is possible for Eidus? First, we want to say that it's a kavah chaymer. If an isha is possible, koshkin is an evidence possible. B'hemshech Lamar says you have to learn that from a tzad ashove. And Ravina has another joshua. And Taizov here asks Akasha, he says, why do we need all these joshua? He says, l'chur, there's a simple reason why an evidence is possible for Eidus. We know that an evidence is learned out, lo mi isha. We learn out dinim from isha to evid. That's the makar that all the mitzvahs that an isha is mechuyivin, and evid also is mechuyivin them. If so, from the same tzad ashove, we should also learn that the same way an isha is possible for Eidus, so to an evidence is also possible for Eidus. This is the kasha of Taisis, and Taisis answers, "Kigam mina lo lam isha hainu lahachmer al eved. La soisa yisrael lechol apareis b'mitzvays shal isha chayeves. Avol legorei miish ulepoistel leedus ki isha loy nilmoid." The whole zera shav of lolo is to be mechalish dinim that he's mechuyev in, to be mechayev in eved and mitzvays the same way an isha is mechuyev. Hashenkin to be megareya to say that the same way an isha is possible for eedus and eved is also possible for eedus that we don't learn. Taisis is mechadish that the whole gzeir shav of lala is only to be mechadish dinim on the eved that he's mechuyivin, but not to passel him. Therefore, this gzeir shav cannot possibly be in the makar that an eved is possible for eidus. Now, the Taisis remain a parrot over here. He asks the same kasha and he gives the teretz of Taisis. However, he argues on this and he says v'loy nehira. This cannot be correct, and he brings the gemara in chagiga dav dalid. The gemara there is talking about the mitzvah of re'iyah for one to be oyle regal on yontif and to bring a carbon and oyle re'iyah. And the gemara says an isha is potter, and the gemara discusses how do we know that an eved is also potter. And God wants to bring a drasha to tell us that an eved is potter, because the pasuk says El Pnei HaOdin Hashem, and we darshan Misha Ein Lo Elo Odin Echad Yotze Zeh Sheyesh Lo Odin Acher. This person he has a different Odin besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he's not included in the parasha which talks about Re'iyah. And that the Gemara asks, Lomeli Kro, why do you need a pasuk for this? Michdi Kol Mitzvah Sheisha Chayeves Ba Eved Chayev Ba Kol Mitzvah Sheina Isha Chayeves Ba Ein Eved Chayev Ba. The Gomer Lo Lomi Isha. I was asking, why do you have to bring this Gzeir Sekos of El Pnei Odein Hashem to be made an Eved, Sheyeshli Odein Acher? We should learn Lo Lom Isha, the same way an Isha is Potter from Aliyah LeRegel, so to an Eved also should be Potter. This Gemara Lachar is Mefurish, not like what Taisa says over here, but also Taisa says the whole Gzeir Shava of Lo is only to be Machmer on the Eved, we're not going to learn out a Ptur, yet that Gemara Chagig is Mefurish, that we should learn out a Ptur, the reason why an Eved is Potter from Aliyah LeRegel is because of this Gzeir Shava of Lo Me Isha. Because this kasha, the main parrot argues, and he gives a different tariff to Taisus' kasha, and that is that the whole gzeir shava of lo is only to learn dinim as far as mitzvahs. We can learn out which mitzvahs and eved is mechuyevin, and we can also learn out which mitzvahs and eved is potterin, as we see in the Gemara and Chagiga. However, here we're not talking about chiyev in mitzvahs, we're talking about whether he's kosher for eidus or possible for eidus. That's not a question of mitzvahs, and that's not included in this gzeir shava. Therefore, the Gemara has to bring a different makar to tell us that an eved is possible for eidus. Now, how is Taisus going to answer this kasha from the Gemara and Chagiga? So in the Tshuva Snag to Behuda in Madur Tinyono, in Chayshu Mishpat Simon Yud Aleph, he discusses this. He brings this kasha on Taisis, and he says this kasha was already asked by Shleisha Gedolim Bechibureyim, three Gedolim in their Chibur, they already asked this kasha, and the Mishnah Melech in Hochos Melochim, and the Shleim Al-Ghazi in the Sefer Zahav Sevo, and the Sefer Panim Yofais and Babakamo, in all these three of these places they asked this kasha on Taisis. And the Rebbe with himself writes, "Ani toma shloisha gedolim." I'm bewildered by these three gedolim. How could they ask this kasha? The chiddush seems to be a very simple teretz. What Taisus means to say, and that is, he explains, Taisus means that Be'etzma Eved really should have been potter from all mitzvahs. Since the mitzvahs were only given to Klal Yisrael by Sinai, anyone who was not there is not part of Klal Yisrael should not be mechiv in any of these mitzvahs. And the only reason why an Eved is mechiv in some of the mitzvahs is because we learn that lo lo mi'isho. That's the makor that a mitzvah which an isho is mechiv in, an Eved is also mechiv. Anything that an isho is not mechiv in, so it's not that we're learning from the Gzeirah Shava that an Eved is potter. We don't have to learn any ptor over here, just we don't have a makor that they are mechiv, and therefore they remain potter. However, as far as Eidus is concerned, the Lady would explain, since the Pasuk says, Va'omdu shnei ha'anoshim, the Torah uses the Lashon of Anoshim, which would include even Goyim, they Be'etzim also would have been kosher for Eidus. A Goy would not have the mitzvah to be made. If he knows Eidus, he wouldn't have to be made. It wouldn't be a mitzvah on him. But if he does come on his own to be made, he would be kosher for Eidus. And the only makar to pass on a Goy from Eidus is because the Pasuk says, Achiv, and since according to Behuda, Eved is included in Achiv, we don't have a makar from that Pasuk to pass on Eved from Eidus. And if you want to say that it should be possible because we should learn from Isha, lo lo mi'isha, the same way Isha is possible for Eidus, and Eved is also possible for Eidus, on that Taisus says that we don't learn from the Gzeirah Shavah to pater him from something. And now the Gemara Chagiga says that an Eved would not be mechiv in Re'iyah because Gomer lo lo mi'isha, the Gemara does not mean to say that you'll learn how to ptur. Rather, as we're explaining, that you don't have a makar to be mechayiv him. The whole makar to be mechayiv in Eved in mitzvahs is because you learn from an Isha, any mitzvah which an Isha herself is not mechayiv, you don't have a makar to say that an Eved is mechayiv. But the Gemara never meant to say that you learn how to ptur, the Gemara just meant to say you don't have a makar to be mechayiv him. Now, this text is also brought in the Sefer Shaar HaMelech in Hilchos Milo, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. He quotes the Kasha on Taisis, and he gives the same text that the Nadi Yehuda says. He quotes this B'Shem the Sefer Bate Kahuna, and based on this, Shaar HaMelech says it should also come out, this is the need that he's discussing over there, whether an Eved is mechayiv to mal his son. He says, we know the din is that a father is mechayiv to mal his son, a mother is not mitzvah, she doesn't have this mitzvah to mal her child. And the question is an Eved Kenani also mechuyiv in this mitzvah to mal his son? And he says, since all the mitzvahs of an Eved are learned from an Isha, and the Isha is potter from Mila, an Eved also is potter. And he says, the pshat is that we're not really learning out a ptur. As we explained, you don't learn out pturim from Isha to Eved. Rather, what we're learning out is that since the whole makar that an Eved is mechuyiv in mitzvahs is because an Isha is mechuyiv in mitzvahs, you learn lola mi'isha, so any mitzvah that an Isha does not have, you don't have a makar to say that an Eved should be mechuyiv in that mitzvah. However, the Shaar HaMelech over there then goes on and asks Akash on this from the next Taisus over here. Taisum Dibur Maschal Shekain Eina B'Mila. He asks Akash on the Gemara over here B'Hemshech. The Gemara tries to learn out how do you know that an Eved is possible for Eidus. The Gemara says the same way an Isha is possible. This is not referring to the Gzeirah Shavah of Law Law. That, as we said, Taisus says we don't learn. But the Gemara is trying to learn it from a Kal V'Chomer at first that if an Isha, who's Ruya Lava B'Kal, still she's possible for Eidus, Eved Shein Ruya Lava B'Kal, Eina Din Shepossel Eidus. That one asks Akasha, Mali Isha Shekain Eina Ru'uya Lemila. She doesn't have Mila. Taimur Be'evet Shuroi Lemila. That one says, Kodin Echiach Shieshne B'Mila. Now, Taiz over here, Dir Maschal Shekain Eina B'Mila. He asks Akasha, where is the Gemara's Pircha that you can't learn out from Isha to Eved? Because an Isha is Eina B'Mila, Eved is Yeshne B'Mila. L'chera, it's Loi Sheikha B'Mila. This is not a Pircha because an Isha doesn't, it's not Shaykh B'Chalfer to have Mila. Still, Taiz says, Pircha, he still, we could use this as a Pircha, even though it's something which is not really Shaykh for her. And then he brings Vyesh from Farshim, there are those who learn a different Pshah in the Gemara. When it says Shekain Eina B'Mila, what the Gemara really means to say is, Eina Mitzvah Lomol Es Bino. And Isha is not Mechayiv to mal her child. Meaning when it says Eina B'Mila, it doesn't mean that she herself doesn't have Mila. Rather, what it means to say is that she doesn't have a mitzvah to mal her child. That would be the Gemara's Pircha. You should not be able to learn out from Isha to Eved because an Isha is Eina B'Mila. And this says, V'lesa, this Pshah of the Yesh from Farshim cannot be correct. The Imkain Mai Kamar Yukotan Yechiyach. If this is what the Gemara means to say, then how can we say Kotan Yechiyach? Hakmar bring cotton as a yechiach shekain yeshna b'mila. If yeshna b'mila means that he's mechuyif to mal his son, that then is not true by a cotton. A cotton does not have a mitzvah to mal his child. It's not shaykh for a cotton to have a child, and even if he would have a child, he's not mechuyif in mitzvahs. So akar, this is not the plan of the Gemara. Rather, what the Gemara means to say is eina b'mila and yeshna b'mila. It means whether they themselves are mechuyif in mila, and Isha does not have mila, mashenkin, and Eved and a cotton do have mila. Akopam the Shaar HaMelech says that you see from this taisvis, according to the prayer of the Yeshma Farshim, the taisvis wanted to bring. Even though Taisus rejects this Yesh Mefarshim, but you still see from this that an Eved is mechuyiv to mal his child. The Yesh Mefarshim wanted to say this is a plan of the Gemara, and the Gemara says an Isha is Eina B'Mila and an Eved is Yeshna B'Mila. It means to say that an Isha is potter from being mal her child. It's mechuyiv that an Eved would be mechuyiv in the mitzvah to mal his son. And the question is, the Shaar HaMelech asks, what would be the makar to this din that an Eved is mechuyiv in the mitzvah to mal his son if the whole makar that an Eved is mechuyiv in mitzvahs is from Isha? Since an Isha is not mechuyiv to mal her son, why would it be that an Eved is mechuyiv to mal his son? The Lamaisa further on, the Shaar HaMelech brings that the Taisus Rosh over here is brought in the Shita Mikubetas. He says exactly this Taina. Gemara cannot ask this pircha mal isha shekain ain rui lemila, meaning she doesn't have the mitzvah to mal her son, hashen kin eved, because the truth is an eved also is not mechuyev to mal his son, since the whole makar that an eved is mechuyev in mitzvah is from isha. So if an isha does not have this mitzvah, what would be the makar that an eved is mechuyev in this mitzvah to mal his son? However, it would seem to be still difficult in Taisvis. Taisvis quoted this yesh mefarshim, and he doesn't ask this kasha, he asks a different kasha. What does Gemara mean katan yechiyach? L'chari Taisvis could have asked this kasha as well. How could the Yesh Mefarshim possibly learn what the Gemara says that Mal Isha Shekain Eina B'Mila means that she's not Mechuyev to Mal her son? That would be mashmah that an Eved is. How could an Eved be Mechuyev in this mitzvah to Mal his son if an Isha is not Mechuyev? So the Ma'aseh of Shem Melech gives a different teretz to this kasha based on the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Melachim Perek Yud Halacha Zayin. The Mishnah Melech over there is coming to answer a different kasha. He asks on Tosfos and Chagiga Daf Beis and Beis, Tosfos over there is Mevur that an Eved is Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Pru'ur Avu. Tais originally had tried to say that an Eved is Potter, but he brings a number of rais to say that an Eved is Mechuyev in Pur Avu, and the Mishnah Melech asks Akasha, how does this fit with the klal, Kol mitzvah she'isha chayev es bo, Eved chayev bo, the Kol mitzvah she'ein isha chayev es bo, Ein Eved chayev bo. Since the din is that an Isha is Potter from Pur Avu, the Eved also should be Potter, since his din is the same as an Isha. This is the Kasha of the Mishnah Melech, and he answers that the whole klal, that we say that an Eved is the same as the Isha, that's only as far as mitzvah sasesha as man groma. And then an Eved has the same din as an Isha, that is parted from all mitzvahs aseisha as man groma. If, however, there's a different mitzvah which an Isha is parted from, not because it's a mitzvah aseisha as man groma, rather for a different reason, as the Gemara Yevamos Daf Samachayim Rebbei says, the reason is because it says, Pru Urevu Meluas Haaretz Vekiv Shua, and the Gemara Darshan, Ish Darkei Lichboish Vein Isha Darcha Lichboish, the reason why an Isha is parted is not because it's a mitzvah aseisha as man groma, Pru Urevu is not mitzvah aseisha as man groma, rather it's for a different reason, it's a smite from a different pasuk. Therefore, the Mishnah Melech says that it could be that an Eved is Mechuyev. This is not included in the Klal, that any mitzvah which an Isha is not Mechuyev in an Eved is also not. And based on this Mishnah Melech, the Shar Melech says we can answer the Kasha as well. Now, which takes over here is Mashma, that an Eved would be Mechuyev in the mitzvah to Mal his son. And the question is that if an Isha is Potter, an Eved should also be Potter. The Shar Melech answers based on this Mishnah Melech that since the reason why an Isha is Potter from being Mal her son is not because it's a mitzvah that says she has mind grumbo. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chav Tesa Menal of Darshan this from the pasuk which says by Avram Avinu Vayom La Avram Yisitzak Benoy Ben Shmini Asiyam Kasher Tziva Oisa Yalekim. The Gemara Darshan is from the word Oisa Yoisa Yvloy Oisa. Tais over there discusses why do you need this Gersa Kosov. The Chayim Mila should be a mitzvah Sasheish as man Groma. The mitzvah is only from the 8th day on. And Tais answers that since once the mitzvah starts from the 8th day, then already the mitzvah is continuous, therefore it's not considered a mitzvah Sasheish as man Groma. He has another Kasher over there that the Mila is only Bayayim, not Belaila. So it still should be considered mitzvah sasesha as man groma. But Akapar, the Gemara says mefurish, the reason why an Isha is potter from the mitzvah is because she's nismite from the Gzeiras HaKosov. If so, the Shai Melech says, we could say that an Eved would be mechuyev in the mitzvah to mal the son, based on this Yisrael of the Mishnah Lamelech. The only time we compare an Eved to an Isha is if it's a mitzvah sasesha as man groma. If the reason why an Isha is potter is for a different reason, then an Eved does not get that same din. Here by Mila, where the Gemara says it's because of Gzeiras HaKosov, it's not because it's a mitzvah sasesha as man groma. Therefore, an Eved would still be Mechuyev in this mitzvah. Shai Melech of there goes on and he says, the Chayr from the Taisa Zarosh, who does say this, that an Eved is Potter, since an Isha is Potter, an Eved is also Potter, the Chayr that would be right, not like the Yisrael of the Mishnah Melech, rather even by a mitzvah where an Isha is Potter, not because it's Man Groma, rather for a different reason, still will say that Eved has the same din as an Isha, and for that reason, since an Isha is Potter from being Mal her son, an Eved would also be Potter. Okay, take a look over there in the Shai Melech, he makes Cheshbainis, how the Taisa Zarosh can't possibly fit with the Mishnah Melech. But according to the way we explained from the Neid Behuda, as well as from the Sefer Bati Kahuna, which the Shari Melech brought, when we say that Gamrin and Lola Meisha, what we mean to say really is that there's no Makar which tells us that an Eved should be Mechuyev in Mitzvahs, Misfar he should have been Potter, and the only Makar that we have is Mitzvahs which an Isha is Mechuyev in. We know that an Eved is Mechuyev as well. That Lachar would not fit with this Yisrael of the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech held that the whole Klal that we compare an Isha to an Eved, that's only as far as Mitzvahs as Shesh as Man Groma. Other mitzvahs which an Isha is potter, not because it's man groma, rather for a different reason, that we don't say that an Eved is potter as well. According to the Neid Behuda, would not be shaykh to make such a chilek, because since the whole makar to mitzvahs that an Eved is mechuyev in is because we find that an Isha is mechuyev in them, and we compare an Eved to an Isha, any mitzvah which an Isha is not mechuyev, it would make no difference why she's not mechuyev, whether it's because it's man groma or because the pasuk was memayed her. Either way, we would not have a makar to be mechayev in Eved, therefore would not be shaykh to say that an Eved is mechuyev in any mitzvah which an Isha is not mechuyev in. And this is what the Taisa Rosh held as well. As we saw, the Taisa Rosh says, since an Isha is potter from being Mal her son, and Eved is also potter, even though the reason why an Isha is potter, we saw the Gemara says, is not because it's Zman Groma, rather for a different reason, still is before that an Eved would be potter. Taisa, on the other hand, would be mashmer like this. Taisa's nasty is mashmer that an Eved would be Mechuyev to Mal his son, the Elochar would not seem to fit with this klal of the Noida Behuda and the Sefer Batei Kuhuna which the Shaar Melech brought. Now before we move on, we'll just mention the Pnei Yeshua over here. He says that you could say a different Taurus to Taisus' Ikar Kasha, that which Taisus asks, you should learn Lala Me'isha. Pnei Yeshua explains that the whole Gzeir Shavah Lala Me'isha is really not said by an Eved. Rather, two Pesukim of Law, one is written by regular Isha, the cost of Law Sefer Krisus, and the other Law is written by a Shivcha, the Pasuk says, I chuf shalai nitan Law, and we learn that any mitzvah that an Isha is Mechayivin, a Shivcha is also Mechayivin, and once we know that a Shivcha is Mechayiv, Koshkin and Eved is also, and Eved is definitely not more kal than a Shivcha, so that's as far as Kiyam Mitzvahs is concerned. But as far as Psal Eidos, Taiz wanted to learn the same way an Isha is possible for Eidos, we should learn Law Law Me'isha that an Eved is also possible for Eidos. Since there is no such pasuk really by an Eved, the pasuk is by Shivcha, it's not shy to learn from this Gzeir Shavah to say that an Eved is possible for Eidos, just because a Shivcha is possible, a Shivcha is the same as an Isha, that would not be right that an Eved is also possible. This is the test that Pnei Yeshua gives to the Kasha of Tosfos. Now continue on, the Gemara tries to bring what is the Makar that an Eved is possible for Eidos, the Gemara wants to learn from an Isha. Ma Isha Shigrui Lovi Bekahal Psul Eidos, Eved Sheini Rui Lovi Bekahal Eine Din Shepasul Eidos. That Gemara asks a pircha mali isha shekain ein roi lemila timer be'evet shu roi lemila. That Gemara says katan nechiach sheyeshem b'mila upasol le'edus. The Rashi over here, Divrei Maskil Pasol le'edus, explains what is the makar that a katan is pasol from edus. Rashi says katan nami mihacha nafkalon deksiv anoshim v'loik tanim. The pasuk when it speaks about edim uses the word anoshim. That's the makar that a katan is pasol. However, then Rashi continues and he says va'oid de'edus sheyata yochal lahazimahi the lav bar anshim hu. There's another reason why Ketanim are possible for Eidos, and that is because we cannot be mazim them, their Eidos is an Eidos Shiyata Yochal Lahazimo. Meaning, since even if they would become Zaymim, we would not be able to give them the punishment, because Ketanim are Lav Bar Unchim, therefore we cannot accept their Eidos in the first place. Now, Craig over here in the Gilyan Hashas brings that the first reason that Rashi brings, that's the Gemara Mefureshes and Bababasar Daf Kufnan Hei Omid Beis. The Gemara there says Mefuresh, the reason why Ketanim are possible for Eidos is because the Pasuk says, Va'omdu Shneho Anoshim, Anoshim is coming Lafuke Ketanim. And Gregor is bothered, why is it that the Gemara does not bring the second reason that Rashi brings? L'chair, this reason is also a good reason. It's an Eidos Shiyata Yochal Lahazimo. So Gregor explains, because once Chazal were misakin that Dinim Mamonis do not need Drishois v'chakirois, this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Beis and Beis at the bottom, the Gemara says, V'atari echad Dinim Mamonis v'echad Dinim Nefashois v'drisho v'chakiro, sh'nemar mishpat echad yiyalachem, u'matam amru Dinim Mamonis lo'y b'inan drisho v'chakiro, k'deish lo'y tino delos b'fnei lovin. In order that it should be easier for people to borrow money, we try to make it easier for the Mava to collect his chayiv, and it is therefore that if he brings Eidim that someone owes him money, he'll be able to collect, the Eidim will not require Drishois v'chakirois. Rakapan Rikveger says that once the Rabbanu were misakin this, the Dinim Mamonis do not need Drishois v'chakirois, that means when Eidim come, we don't have to ask them the basic questions about the time and the place where they saw the Maisa happen. And these are the basic questions which Derech Klal they enable Hazama, after the Bezin asks them about the time and the place, it's now possible for other Edom to come and say, Imanu Yisem, you cannot have possibly seen this because you're with us at that same time somewhere else. A korchot nichla on this takana darbanat mimvatal jishus v'chakiris is that you don't need an Edos shata yochal lahazima. Therefore, Bukhagir explains, if he would have said the reason why Katan is possible is because it's Edos shata yochal lahazima, then after Rabbanu were misakin that Dinim Amunis do not need Edos shata yochal lahazima, a Katan would have been kosher for Dinim Amunis. That reason the Gemara brings dafka the other reason, the Gemara dashes from the pasuk of Anoshim v'lo iktanim. However, here, Quaker says, Rashi did bring the second reason, because here we're talking about Dine Dereisa, we're trying to learn out that Minatayr and Eved is possible for Eidos, we're learning it out from an Isha and a Katan. Therefore, since Minatayr and Ketanim are possible for Eidos, we can learn out a Tadah Shavah from Isha and Ketanim. Enechanami Midarabonon, this would not be a good reason after the Rabbanon said that Dine Mamonis do not require Eidos Shiat Yachal Azima, but since Midereisa, we do require Eidos Shiat Yachal Azima, we can't make the Tadah Shavah from Isha and from Katan. Quaker then continues and he asks a different Kasha, and that is, that the second reason the Rashi brings it, it's an Eidos Shiyata Yochal Lahazima, if that's the reason why Katan is possible, l'chair we should not be able to make a Tzadah Shavah from Isha and Katan to Eved. But Gregor explains, because Ein HaPsul Bat Smusa Yimishum Katnus. That's not really a reason which is intrinsic to that which is a Katan. It's a general Psul, anytime an Eidos is not Yochal Lahazima, the Eidos is possible. It's not that his age is direct cause of passeling him, rather it's indirect, because he's a Katan, he cannot get punished, but mainly he falls into the cloud that his Eidos is yet Yochal Lahazima. That's not a klal specifically for Ketanim. Gedolim also can be possible for Eidos because of that reason. If so, how could the Gemara say Ketanim Yechiach? The only way you would possibly be able to bring a Yechiach from a Katan is if the Kanus itself is the cause for passing from Eidos. Then you would have been able to make a Tzadah Shavah from Isha and Katan together. As the Gemara says, the Tara Shavu Shemahem Shekein Einam Bechol Mitzvahis Upsulun Lehid Afani Ovias Evet Sheinam Bechol Mitzvahis Upsul Lehid. If the reason why cotton is possible is for a secondary reason, you would not be able to use it as a Yechiech for this Tara Shavu. And Reb Krieger leaves off B'tzarachiyun. Now Reb Krieger is more marich about this in the Chuvis, in Madur Kama Simen Kuf Ayin Vov. He brings like that which he says over here. He explains why Rashi says different than the Gemara. The Gemara Baba Basra does not bring the reason of Eidus Shriyat Yachal Azimo, because Midarbon and Dini Mominus do not require Eidus Shriyat Yachal Azimo. And then he continues and he asks the Kasha, like he asks over here, how could the Gemara bring a Chiyach from the case of a Katan, if the reason why a Katan is possible is because Eidus Shriyat Yachal Azimo? And therefore he says the Ikra is like the first reason of Rashi, that it's learned out of the Pasuk and Noshim V'Lek Tanim. However, over there he goes on and he asks a different Kasha, why does the Pasuk have to be Maik Tanim to tell us that they're possible for Eidus? Midraisa Eidus always needs Eidus Shriata Yochel Azimo, even by Dinim Mominis. That would be enough of reason to pass a Katan, because the Eidus of a Katan is Eidus Shriata Yochel Azimo, so why do you need the meat of the Pasuk? And he goes on and he says, this would be telling the two Terutzim in Taisvis in the beginning of Makkos. So Makkos Dav Beis, the first Mishnah of Makkos, which talks about an Eidus of Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, that's the type of Eidus that when the Eidim become Eidim Zaymim, it's not Shaykh to give them the punishment of Kasher Zomam, and the Mishnah says that the punishment they get is the Chiv of Malkus. Tais over there asks, why is this not a problem of Eidus Shriyat Yochel Azimo? The fact that we cannot give them the punishment of Kasher Zomam, that's your pasul their Eidus. And Tais has two Terutzim. The first Tais says is, the fact that we're giving them Malkus, that's enough to make it into an Eidus Shriyat Yochel Azimo. As long as they get some sort of Einish, that's enough. And the second Tais of Tais is, that a type of Eidus where it's never Shaykh to give them the punishment of Kasher Zomam, like this type of Eidus where they come to be made on a person who's a Kain, and they say that he's Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, it's not Shaykh to give them the punishment of Kasher Zomam. There is no din that you need an Eidus Shata Yochel Azima. In a case where the Eidus that they're being made can't sometimes give them the punishment of Kasher Zomam, just for some reason in their specific case, it's not Shaykh, there the Eidus is possible, it's an Eidus Shriyata Yochel Azima. For example, if they were made on someone that he killed, so that's the type of Eidus where we can't give them Kasher Zomam. They try to be made that someone's a Ritech and is Chayiv Misa, when they're found to be Eidim Zayim and they get the Chayiv Misa which they try to give. There it is sometimes trying to have the punishment of Kasher Zomam, so if they're made on someone who's a Treifa, so in their specific Eidus it's not trying the punishment of Kasher Zomam, that Eidus is possible, so Eidus Shriyat Yochel Azima. Only by the Eidus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza where it's never Shriyat Kasher Zomam, the Torah obviously does not require this Tanai of Eidus Shriyat Yochel Azima. Hakupan Reb Krieger says, that according to the second Teretz of Taisis, that by the Eidus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza there is no Tanai of Eidus Shriyat Yochel Azimo, so we now understand why the Torah has to pass a Katan from this Pasuk of Anoshim V'Lek Tanim, if it would only be because of the reason of Eidus Shriyat Yochel Azimo, that in certain types of Eidus where we don't have that requirement, we would have been Machshor Katan to be made. Therefore the Torah has to tell us that a Katan is always possible, he's a smite from this Pasuk of Anoshim V'Lek Tanim. However, according to the first Teretz of Taisis, Gregor says, that every Eidus always needs this Tanai of Eidus Shriyat Yochel Azimo, and the reason why when they're made on a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza it's considered Eidus Shriyat Yochel Azimo is because we can give the Eidim the punishment of Malkus, so then if they're Ketanim where we can't give them any punishment, we can't give them Malkus either, so either way they'll be possible because it's Eidus Shriyat Yochel Azimo. And if so, the Kasher would come back, why do you need this Mir of Anoshim V'Lek Tanim? So Gregor is Mechadosh over there, he says, there are certain types of Eidus where definitely everyone is masking, we do not need an Eidus Shriyat Yochel Azimo. For example, if two Eidim come to be made, if they're made that Reuven killed Shimon, and then two other Eidim come to be Machish, the first pair, they weren't Mazim them, they didn't say Imanu Yisem Bemokim Pliny, rather they were Machish them, they said that we know for sure that Reuven did not kill Shimon. This type of Eidus, they weren't coming to give an Einish to anyone, they weren't coming to Mechayiv anyone Mamin. All they were trying to do is undo the first Eidus to save Reuven. Here obviously there will be no such Tanai that you need Eidus Shriyat Yochel Azimo, because here anyways there is no punishment of Kasher Zomam that we could possibly give them. So this Reb Krieger says, this would be an example why you need the drash of Anoshim V'Lek Tanim. Here you cannot possibly passel the Katan because it's Eidus Shriyat Yochel Azimo. Here everyone is masking that there is no such Tanai that you need an Eidus Shriyat Yochel Azimo. Now continue on to the bottom of the Omid. The Gemara brings a Maisa about Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. His mother wrote over to him all of her Nechasim. Then after she died, the husband, whose name was Rav Abba, he disputed this. He wanted to take the Nechasim because he was supposed to Yashin his wife. Incidentally, the Shittim Gwetzes brings that this Rav Abba was not the same Abba who was Shmuel's father. In other words, Shmuel's mother had been married to someone Abba, and they had this son Shmuel Bar Abba. Later, subsequently, she married someone else, Rav Abba, and when she died, there was a dispute between Shmuel Bar Abba and her husband, Rav Abba. The Gemara says that Rav Yirmiyah Paskin, like Shmuel Bar Abba, he gets the Nechasim, and Rav Yehuda quoted B'Shem Shmuel, he said, Ha'isha Shemachar B'Nichsei Melug B'Chayi Balo U'Meisa Habal Moitzim Miyad HaLakuchis. If a woman sells her nechsei melug and then she dies, the husband can take away the karka from the lekuchis. Here as well, when the woman gave it away bin matana to her son, the husband could come and take it away after she dies. And then Rabbi Yirmiya answered back, "And namas nisin yadan." He brought a raya from a Mishnah in Babasu daf kuf lamed vav. The Mishnah over there talks about a case of a kosev and chosev of the bnei laachar moisay. The Mishnah over there is mavur that this means he wrote the lashon mehayoyim ulaachar misa. And the Gemara explains over there when one writes this lashon mehayoyim ulaachar misa, what it means to say is that the guf should be koning mehayoyim and the peri laachar misa. In other words, the father still retains the peris until he dies. And the end of the Mishnah says over there, "Machar aben ein lekech behem klum atcha yomos ha'av." In this case, if the son sold the karka before the father dies, so the lekech does not have any schusim until the father dies. And the Gemara here brings machoikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Mishnah over there is mashma that after the father dies, then the lekech does get it. What happens in the case where the son died before the father? Rabbi Yochanan says loy kana lekech, and Reish Lakish holds kana lekech. And the Gemara explains that the machoikas is Rabbi Yochanan holds loy kana lekech because kinyan aperis ka kinyan aguf. The father who retained for himself the kinyan peiros in the karka, that's considered that he has enough of a kinyan aguf in the karka to prevent the mechir of the son from being chal. But shaking according to Reish Lakish, he holds that even if the son dies before the father, the mechir was chal because the kinyan peiros of the father is lafka kinyan aguf. It does not prevent the mechir of the son from being chal. Now, just mentioned Mekitzer, Kasha that Bishenim ask, Tosin Yevamustaf Lamed Vavam Mebeiz asks this Kasha, and the Rabbanu Babasra Kuf Lamed Vavam Mebeiz asks this Kasha Bishem the Rimagash. They asked that the Gemara's Bavur that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the son would have died before the father, the Mechir is Nachal, because Kinyan Peres Ka Kinyan Aguf, yet still the Sugah of there is Bavur that if the father dies before the son, then the Kinyan is Chal. And the Kasha is that since at the time the son sold the Karka, the Mechir cannot possibly have been Chal, because the father's Kinyan Peres is considered a Kinyan Aguf, that's Ma'ak of the Mechira. If so, even if the father died before the son, how could the Mechir have been Chal? L'chir it's a Kinyan Anadavah Shaloi Bala Eilam. At the time the son sold it, he did not own it enough to the point that he could have sold it. If so, the mechir is not chal, and even if later on the son does get it, at the time the father dies, and now the son has full ownership, still at the time the kinyan was done, it was a kinyan on a davar shloi b'lo eilam. Hushani compared this to the case of the Gemara Baba Mitzia Daf Tezayin. The Gemara over there says that if a son says, "Mashi irish me abo mocher locha," I'm selling you now that which eventually I will inherit from my father, the kinyan is not chal, that's a kinyan on a davar shloi b'lo eilam, lechir here should be the same thing. So Tosfos Yevamos answers this kasha. This is on Daf Lamed Vav and Beis Zero Maschil Rabbi Yochanan. He says this is different than the case of Mashi Irish Me'abo. Over there, the son didn't have anything yet at the time he tried to sell the karka. In this case, he does have a kinyan already, and even though the father has a kinyan in Paris, that's ma'ak of the kinyan of the son. Still, he says that's not mevatel legamri the kinyan aguf of the ben. The son still does also have a kinyan aguf, and therefore, since lemais in the end, the son did get the karka from his father when the father died. Therefore, the mechira is chal. The Tosfos would seem to need further hesber, but upon him it's muchach from Tosfos that the kinyan is chal at the time the father dies, then ready goes over to the lekeach. The Ramban in Baba Basra, which we mentioned before, he quotes B'Shem the Rimagash, he answers as different, and he's mashma that if in the end the father dies before the son, then the mafreya we consider that the karka was already owned fully by the son at the time the father sold it to the son. He says the kinyan of the ben is mitla toliv akoy, we have to wait and see who's going to die first. If the father ended up dying first, then it's the skala mafreya that the kinyan of the son was a full kinyan from the moment that the father gave it over to the son. And therefore the mechira to the lekech is a good mechira. If the son ends up dying first, then it will be the skala mafreya that the kinyan from the father to the son never was chal. And therefore the kinyan from the son to the lekech also was not chal. But we have to understand what exactly is the Yisera Machoikos over here between Tosfos and the Rimagash, whether we say that the kinyan of the son is chal mafreya or not. Now, just mentioned in the Truvus of Bekveger, in Madura Tinyonis Min Zayin, and this is also brought up by Messiah Daf Tezayin on Mabez as well, he brings a different test to this Kasha. He says, "That which the din is, Mashi'irish Me'abba Mocher Lecha, the kinyan is not Chal, it's a Darish Leibel Eilam, the Pshad is because there's no Smichas Das. The buyer is not fully counting on really getting this Sadeh, because this Chayshish, maybe the father will sell it before the father dies. In that case, the father does have the ability to sell it. He never gave it over to the son. The son's trying to sell something which he may possibly get by Yerusha. The buyer knows that the father may sell it, and then the buyer will not get anything. There's no smichas das. That's why the kinyan is not chal. However, in this case, where the father gave it over with matana to the son while the father was alive, so the father can no longer sell it. As the Mishnah over there in Baba Basra says, Mefurish, the father cannot sell the karka. Here there is smichas das. The buyer knows that the father will eventually die, and then the buyer will get the karka. And even though there is a possibility that the son will die before the father, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, in that case, the lekech will not get anything, the kinyan peiros of the father is ma'akev the mechira, still he's not chayshish for that, it's leishchiach that the son will die before the father. In this case, there is smichas das, Rabbi Kveger says, therefore the kinyan will be chal. Rakapam, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that since kinyan peiros is ka kinyan aguf, the mechira cannot be chal, and therefore if the son will die before the father, the lekech will not get the karka. And once again, in the name of the Gemara, wanted to say that this shiloh, when Reb Shmuel Abba's mother gave over the nechassim to him, and then Reb Abba, the husband, wanted to come and take the nechassim away, the Gemara wants to say this will be telling Machargis Reb Yechon and Reish Lakish, if Halak Reb Yechon, the king of Paris, king of Aguf, so the husband has a right to be ma'ak of this matana. If Halak Reish Lakish, the king of Paris, lafke king of Aguf, the mother does have a right to give over her nechassim to her son, and Reb Abba cannot come and take them away. So the Gemara further down the Amud continues, Ahadru al-Kamedir of Yehuda, Amr lu hachi Amr Shmuel, zu in a dem of the Mishnah Seinu. Shmuel says he cannot bring a right to this case from the Mishnah, meaning even according to Reish Lakish, which is how we hold. Reish Lakish explained the case of the Mishnah is that even if the son died before the father, the Mechira is Kayam, the Gemara wants to say, Akarach lup Shaz, because Kinyan Peres lafke Kinyan Aguf, therefore the Matana to Shmuel by Abba would also be a good Matana. On this, Reb Yosef explains, why is it not a right from the Mishnah? He says, because since in the case of the Mishnah, the father is giving over the nechassim to the son, and the son anyways would have yashin the father, therefore in that case it's more posh that the mechira of the son is a good mechira. Rashi here explains, in Dibur Maslach, Koysev nechassim la'aviv, in middle of the Rashi he says, Afkav d'ba'al makinin aguf dami, maybe really kinin aperis iska kinin aguf. Hacha guf vadi akni av ben b'chayav le'moichon kishayirtze. Here the father definitely intended to give it over to the son in a way that the son will now be able to go ahead and sell it. If what he meant to give to the son is that it should be fully in the hands of the son, either way the son would have yashin the father. Akarach, the intentions of the father was that the son will be able to sell it already now, even mechayev of the father. Now we should just stress, Rashi does not mean to say that in this case the father meant to give it over to the son fully and not keep anything for himself. Rather, he did intend to retain for himself the right to continue eating the peiris. However, over here, he meant to give it over to the son in a way that the son could be able to sell it. And therefore, here in this case, the kinyan peiris of the father will definitely not be considered a kinyan in the guf of the karka. He wanted that the kinyan guf of the karka should be totally in the hands of the son. The Rashi then continues, over here in the same Dibur Maslach, and he says a few more lines, which seem to be a pella. Rashi says, Rav Shmuel bar Abba, lehoyeroy liyarshes imay, el Rav Abba bay lehoyeroy liyarshay. Rashi continues and he says that in this case, where the mother of Shmuel bar Abba gave over the nechassim to her son, Rav Shmuel bar Abba, here he would not have received these nechassim be Yerusha. And what Rashi seems to be saying is that here in this case of Rav Shmuel bar Abba, you don't have this far, which the Gemara is saying in the case of Baba Basra, because here in this case, Rav Shmuel bar Abba would not have yashin his mother either way. Rather, Yerusha would have gone to her husband, so here you don't have the far that she must have meant to give it over fully, the full kinyan to her son. And this Rashi is a pella, because in this case, the nidin, the tzad to say that the matana to her Shmuel bar Abba would not be a good matana is not because she retained for herself the kinyan peiris. It's not like the case in Baba Basra where the father gave the matana to his son and the father wanted to continue eating the peiris. And over here she gave the matana over fully. She didn't try to retain anything for herself. Here the nidin is that the husband is the one who already had the kinyan peiris because he had the schus to eat the peiris of the nechsei malug. That's the reason why the matana to her Shmuel bar Abba would not be a good matana. Because the husband's kinyan peiris, that kinyan peiris is kinyan aguf, and that would prevent the matana, that which she gave the matana to Reb Shmuel bar Abba, that wouldn't be chal, because there's someone else who has the kinyan peiris in this karka. Therefore, even if she did intend to give it over fully, that wouldn't make a difference over here. This is not like the case where the father gave over the nechassim to the son, or there is as far to say that if he meant to give over the kinyan aguf fully, like the Gemara says in this case, where the son anyways would have yashin the father, that's as far to say that the father gave it over fully to the son, and he would be able to sell it. Here in this case, even if she did intend to give it over fully, it wouldn't make a difference, because the husband has a kinyan peiris, that would be ma'ak of the matana of the mother. Why does Rashi have to speak out over here that the son would not have yashin the mother, even if the son would have yashin the mother? And that would be as far as his mother would have given over fully to the son, it wouldn't have helped, since the husband still has the kinyan peiris. The Rashi over here on this Rashi says very briefly, he says, L'cher hin dvarim t'muin v'ach l'moyser. These words of Rashi are extra and are t'muim, and this is what the Rashi means to ask. Over here, you don't need this svara. Here, even if the son would have yashin the mother, now proved to us that the mother must have meant to give over the full kinyan aguf to the son, still it wouldn't have helped over here because the husband has the kinyan peiris. Now this kasha is also asked in the Tshuvas Shailo Meshiv in Madura Tlisa Chilik Beis Simin Reish Aleph. He's Matmi on Rashi as well. And he says a teretz to this kasha, he says perhaps Rashi understood that the Gemara means to say that when the son anyways is going to yashin the father, that would be a svara, that even though Bederech Klal the kinyan peiris that the father has, that would be kinyan aguf, and that would be ma'ak of the son from being able to sell the karka. But if the son is anyways going to receive the kinyan peiris eventually, in this case the son is aimed to yashin the father, he's going to receive everything, the kinyan aguf and the kinyan peiris. This is hard to say, the kinyan aguf in this case is more alim, and the son would have a right to sell the karka, the kinyan peiris of the father would not be ma'akev, the kinyan of the lekeach. This is sort of the Gemara that B'nai Roy Liyarshay, and if Rashi felt necessary to explain that Shmuel bar Abba in his case is different, he was not destined to get these nechassim b'Yerusha, rather the husband, he was the one who would have gotten the nechassim. This is how the Shalom Meshav wants to explain Rashi. And Derech Akav, he quotes the Tosis in Yevamos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the Tosis which we mentioned previously, who was bought by according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Kinyan Peiros of the father is Kinyan Aguf, and that prevents the son from selling the Karka. If so, Tosis asks, why is it that if the father dies before the son, is the Mechir Rechal, L'chayr it's a Davar Shloi Bala Olam? And Tosis answers that the Kinyan Peiros of the father is not strong enough to be Mevatel the Kinyan Aguf of the son, and therefore eventually when the son does get the Karka, when the father dies, then the Mechir will be Chal. And the Shalom Eishav understood that what Tosis really means to say is a similar Svara, that specifically in this case, where the son anyways is destined to receive this Karka B'Yerusha, that's why his Kinyan is stronger, and therefore even according to Rabbi Yechanan, that the Kinyan Peiros of the father is Ma'ak of the Kinyan, that's only if the son dies before the father. If the father will die first, then ready at the time the father dies, the Kinyan will be Chal, because the son's Kinyan was stronger, it was something which he was destined to get anyways B'Yerusha. The Shalom Eishav says here this will be a similar Svara, that's what the Gemara means here as well. In the case where the father gave the nechassim to the son, and he retained the kinyan peiros for himself, in the case where the son anyways would have got these nechassim b'yerusha, in that case the kinyan of the son is stronger, and the kinyan peiros of the father will not be ma'ak of the son from selling the karka. Akapam, the Shalom Eishav wants to answer Rashi, the reason why Rashi felt necessary to add that Shmuel Bar Abba would not have received these nechassim b'yerusha, because if he would be the yerush of these nechassim, then you would have the same svara, that his kinyan would be stronger, and if Shmuel Bar Abba's mother gave over the nechassim to him, he would be able to receive them. The kinyan peiros of the husband would not be ma'akiv, since here this kinyan aguf that the mother has, which she's giving over to her son, is stronger because of the fact that the son anyways would have received the nechassim b'yerusha. This is how the Shalom Eishav wants to explain with Das Rashi. However, this seems to be very difficult to fit into the lashon of Rashi. Rashi clearly is explaining that the svar of the Gemara is a svar in the das. We're explaining that the das of the father, when he gives over the nechassim to the son, in the case where the son anyways would have received this nechassim b'yerusha, Hakach, the das of the father is to give it over completely in the way that the son can also sell the karka. Rashi is not saying that the svar of the Gemara is that the kinyan is stronger because he would have received them by Yerusha. Rather, the whole svar of Yerusha is only to explain that Hakach, the das of the father is different. He means to give it over with a complete kinyan. If so, the kash would come back. Why does Rashi have to explain this in the case of Shmuel Bar Abba? Over here, the das would not make a difference. Even if she would have das to give it over completely, it wouldn't help since the husband has the kinyan peiros in this karka. And furthermore, if we take a look in the Tosafot Beinu Peretz, we see clearly that this is the Kavanah of Rashi. Tosafot Beinu Peretz himself brings Rashi, and he asks the Kash on Rashi. He says, what is the Svar of the Gemara? That since the son anyways would have received these Nechassim B'Yerusha, Akach, what the father means to do is to give it over completely, to enable the son to sell it B'Chayov. Because if this was not the case, what else is the father trying to accomplish when he's giving it over? And the Tosafot Beinu Peretz asks, maybe what he's trying to accomplish is to take away the ability that the father can no longer sell his Nechassim to someone else. As the Mishnah over there says, once the father gives it over to the son, if the father will sell it to someone else, the mechir of the father will not be kayyum. You don't have right that what the father is trying to accomplish is that the son should be able to sell mechayim. Maybe all he's trying to accomplish is that he should not be able to sell it anymore. Because of this kasha, Rabbeinu Peretz argues in Rashi, and he says the Gemara means to say something else, and that is the Gemara means to say that since in this case anyways the son is destined to yashin the father, even if B'derech Klal will say the kinyan peiros which the father has is enough to be ma'ak of the kinyan of the son, in this case where the son has a stronger kinyan, he has more of a shaychus to the nechassim, because anyways he was ready to yashin them, in this case when the father gives it over to the son, the kinyan aguf that the son has is strong enough to sell it, the kinyan peiros of the father will not be ma'ak of that. This is very similar to the svar that Shalom Eishav wanted to say B'das Rashi, but in Rabbeinu Peretz we see that this was not the intention of Rashi, rather Rabbeinu Peretz himself learns like this, he argues on Rashi. And Rabbeinu Peretz continues and he says that the way he's learning you have to be Moisif, that in the case of Esrig or Shmuel Bar Abba would not have yashin his mother, rather the husband would have yashin her, therefore you don't have this svara that he already has shaychus to the nechassim, that would be the reason why the kinyan peiros of the husband would not be ma'ak of this matana, since here he did not have any previous shaychus to the nechassim, he would not have yashin them, therefore if kinyan peiros is kinyan aguf, then the kinyan peiros of the husband would be ma'ak of this matana. And the mashmaos of Rabbeinu Peretz is that this svara is necessary only according to his mahalach. According to the Malach of Rashi, it would not be necessary to speak out this point that Shmuel Bar Abba would not have yashin his mother. This is exactly the kash which the Chayim are asking on Rashi. Why does Rashi need these last few lines? According to Rashi, they're unnecessary. And truth is, there are some Nischais which do not have this girsa in Rashi. In the Shinin Nischais from Reb Shapsi Frankel, he brings, there are some Kisvayan in Rashi which did not have these lines. Now continue on. Towards the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara says, Elamai ein adem l'mishna seinu mishum takonas usha. The Gemara says, "Ein echanami from that Mishnah of Abbasar, according to the sheet of Reish Lakish, there's a raya that kinyan peiros lafka kinyan aguf domi, and for that reason, the father, when he gives the matana to his son can now sell it. The kinyan peiros that the father had is now ma'ak of the mechir of the son, and even if the son dies first, the mechir is chal. That's a raya that kinyan peiros lafka kinyan aguf. Yet still, the Gemara says that would not be right to our case, In our case, Rabbi Abba, the husband of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba's mother, he would have a schus to get these nechasim because of Tekanas Usha. The Amar of Esi Bar Chanino, Usha Eskinu Ha'isha Shemacha B'nichsei Melug, B'chai Balo U'meisa, Habal Moitzim Yad L'kuchis. The Gemara says the same way by Usha they were misakin that she sells the nechasim, the din is the husband can take it away from the l'kuchis, so too in this case, the husband can take away the matana which she gave to her son. Now, Tosafot here in Dibur Maschel, B'usha Eskinu, he asks Akasha, the Mishnah, according to the sheet of Rish Lakish, we understand why was it necessary for the Chum to make this Takana Susha? Because without the Takana, the din would have been that a woman can sell the Nichsim Lug, the Mechir would be Chal, and the Kinyan Paris of her husband would not be Ma'ak of the Mechira. However, if you hold like the sheet of Rabbi Yechanan, that the Kinyan Paris is Kinyan Aguf, so that itself would be a reason why the woman cannot sell the Karkow, which her husband has the Kinyan Paris in. So what was the necessity of the whole Takana Susha? Taiz assumes in his Kash that Rabbi Yechanan is also masking that there was such a Takana. Other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rana, Baba Basudaf Kuflam, Rav and Merbez, and the Rashman Asuge as well, they have a tat to say that in Echanami according to Rabbi Yechanan, there was no such takana. But Akapanam Tosis assumes that Rabbi Yechanan is masking that there was such a takana, and the question is, why is it necessary? And this Tosis answers, it's necessary in the case where the husband was misalik himself from the peris of the Nichsei Melug. The husband said, Eloshin of Dinu Dvarim, Ainli bin Nichsaich, Bupereisein, Uperi Pereisein, Adsei Fa'ilom. This is Eloshin which is necessary in order for a husband to be misalik himself from the peris. In this case, the din is that he loses his chus to eat any peris. Therefore, in this case, the din would be that if she sells the karka, the mechira would be chal, even according to Rabbi Yechanan. If you hear there was a necessity of takanas usha, they were misakin that even in this case, where the mechira would have been chal, still the din is that lemaisa, the husband can come and take it away from the lekuchis. This is the takanas usha according to the shita of Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Rashba over here, he brings this taisis, and he argues on taisis, and he says that in this case, if the husband was misalik himself from the peris, then even after takanas usha, the din is the husband cannot take the karka away from the lekuchis. The Rashba says both in this case where he was misalik himself from the peris, and also in a case where he gave him matana to his wife, the Gemara Baba Basra after an aleph from Rebbe says that in a case where the husband gave him matana to his wife, he does not have a schus to eat in Paris from that matana. In both of these cases, the Rashba says the din is that even after Takana Susha, if she sells the karka, the din is the husband cannot be moitzi miyad halakuchis. The Rashba explains because since even Bechayef he doesn't have any schusim in this karka, and when she sells the karka, the husband and the wife, neither one can take the Paris away from the lekeach. If neither one of them have any dinim in the karka, how could it be that after she dies, the husband will yarshin his wife? Now what exactly is this machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba? So in the contemporary Sfarim, they explain that there's a fundamental machlokes and how to understand the whole gather of Takanas Usha. Avlim Lumen Simen Tzadik, Sifkot and Yuralef, he discusses this, and he talks about it also in the Tos, Simen Kuf Gimel, Sifkot and Tes, and he quotes the Lashon of Rashi over here in Ersugyo, when Rashi explains Takanas Usha, and Dibur Maschel B'Usha Eskinu, he says, Afgav de ba'al malavke kinyan aguf domi, ba'al benichse ishli al mu'al arbonan l'shibuda misham eva, v'havi ki lekeach v'yishayin. Rashi says, the gedder of Takanas Usha is, that even though B'derach Klal Kinyan Peres says, lavke kinyan aguf, here they gave an alimus to the Kinyan Peres of the Baal, that's the reason why if she sells the karka, the mechir is not kayom, because the Kinyan Peres of the Baal has an alimus, and it's as strong as the Kinyan aguf. Rashi says this again later on in the Afpei Tessam at Beis, towards the bottom of the Amman and Dibur Maschel Savrua, he says that even though B'derach Klal Kinyan Peres lavke kinyan aguf, here Alam Shibude L'mahavi kinyan aguf. Meaning the Takana de Rabbanan that a husband is like a lekeach rishain, it's not based on nothing, rather it's based on now that she already has a kinyan peres, and they gave an alimus to that kinyan peres, and there it's kinyan aguf. The same way Rabbi Yechanan holds a kinyan peres is always kinyan aguf. Here, even according to Rish Lakish, the kinyan peres lavke kinyan aguf, Takanas Usha gave it an alimus that it should have a din of kinyan aguf. The point which the Tosafot over there is discussing in Siman Kuf Gimel is whether I date Takanas Usha we consider it the husband now has a kinyan in the gufa karaka. He quotes the Shach over there who's mavur like this. The Aide Takanas Usha, we say that the husband, since he's considered Lodkeach Rishain, Akar Lepshad, as the Shach says, he's considered Lodkeach Mechaim, as if he bought it from the wife Mechaim, he owns the goof already. The point the Shach is coming to discuss is negated to the Sug of Shuma Hodar, the Sug of Mamatia Daflam and Heyom Eral. If the Gemara there is Mavur, has Shuma Hodar meaning to say, if we evaluate a karka which belonged to the Loive, and we give it to the Malva to pay up a Chayiv, later on the Loive, if he gets money, he could buy back his karka, he could give money for the Chayiv and get back the karka. However, the Gemara says that once the Malva sells it already, or he gives the matana to someone else, then the Loive no longer has a schus to pay cash and get back his karka. Now, the Gemara there is mavur that a woman who collected karka because the Chayiv was owed to her, so her husband has a din of a lekeach, therefore if the Loive wants to come and get back his karka by paying money, the din is that it's too late already since the karka was sold. And the Gemara of their quotes Takanas Usha, Ha'isha Shemacher B'nichsei Melug B'chayi Balu Meisa, Habal Moitzim Yad Lekuchis. The Gemara says the Pshat is because the husband is considered a Lekeach, therefore the din will be that Shuma is Loihoder, the Loive cannot come and get back his karka by paying money to the Baal. The Lashach of there is Mavur, that this din is true even Mechayim. Even while the woman is still alive, the lover cannot get his karka back by paying for it, because the husband is already considered Lekeach, even while the woman is still alive. The Lashach says this is Al-Karach Lepshan Takanas Usha, and the Chamor Mesakan, that even if she sells it, the husband has a right to get it first. The Pshat is because he's a Lekeach Rishon. Al-Karach Lepshan is that even while the wife is still alive, he's already considered like a Lekeach. And if so, the din will be that Shuma Loihadar, the lover cannot get his money back. And the Ktois of there comes to argue, and he says this is not the Pshat Takanas Usha. He brings the Rashi, as we quoted, Rashi says the Pshat Takana solution is that Kinyan Paris is Kinyan Aguf, so it's not the Pshat that they made him Lekeach Mechayim, and they said that he already has the Guf of the Karka while she's still alive. Rather, what the Chacham said is that the Kinyan Paris which he has, that's all he has, only Kinyan Paris and not a Kinyan Aguf, but that Kinyan Paris is Alim, it's strong enough to prevent the wife from selling the Karka. Here the Paris is Kinyan Aguf, Tommy. And if that's the Pshat Takana solution, it's not the pshat that we consider as if the husband bought the gufa karka while the wife is still alive. Since he does not own the gufa karka, he's not considered lekeach mechayim. Therefore, the din is that shuma hoder, the levi can still get back his karka if he pays up the halva with money. This is the yisoid of the Tais and how to understand the Takanas Usha, which he bases on Rashi, but then he quotes Tais in her sugya, and he says Tais obviously did not understand this way. Because Tais says, why is that the Takanas Usha necessary according to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan? According to Rabbi Yochanan, kinyan paris always is kinyan aguf anyhow. And Tais answers, it's Nagei in a case where the husband was Mitzalik himself anyways from the Kinyan Paris. In that case, Rabbi Yochanan would be maskim that if she would sell the Karka, the Mechir would be Niskayim. In that case, Takanas Usha is necessary to tell us that Abba might be Yad Elokuchas. And the Tais says, you see from Taisis that the Pshat and Takanas Usha is not like we're saying Bidas Rashi. It's not the Pshat that they gave an Alimus to the Kinyan Paris, because Tais is saying that even in a case when there is no Kinyan Paris Bechlal, the husband was Mitzalik himself from the Kinyan Paris. Still, then is Alikdei Takanas Usha, the husband could come and take the Karka away. Akarach Lepshat is the Chacham that gave a new Karach to the Baal, which is not based B'chal on his Kinyan Paris. According to Tosis, maybe the Shach is correct, that the Karach the husband has in his Karka to take it away from the Kuchis is because the Rabbanan said that he's already considered Lekeach Rishon, he's considered as if he bought it from his wife, Mechayim. This is a fundamental Machaikas between Rashi and Tosis. According to the way Tosis understands, is Takanas Usha based on the Kinyan Paris which the husband has? According to Rashi, they gave an Alimus to that Kinyan Paris and it's Kinyan Aguf. According to Tosis, it's not based on the Kinyan Paris. Even in the case where the husband does not have a Kinyan Paris because he was Mesalik himself, still Takanas Usha would apply, and he would be able to take it away from the Lekuchas. And in the contemporary Sram, they explain this is the Machaikas between Taisus and the Rashba in the Sugya. As we saw, the Rashba quoted Taisus and he argued on Taisus. He held that in the case where the husband was Mesalik himself, Takanas Usha would not give the Karka to the husband. And the Rashba holds there was no Takanas Usha Bechlal according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. The Pshat will be because the Rashba held the Derech Rashi. The whole Takanas Usha is that they gave an Alimus to the Kinyan Paris. Here, if the husband is Mesalik himself, the whole Takanas Usha would not apply.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.